Here with head coach George Harris of the men's lacrosse program, previewing the 2010 season on the Tiger Sports Network. First of all, coach, thanks for taking some time. Snow on the ground, which means a lot of practices indoors, unfortunately, but spring's right around the corner. The trip down to Clearwater, Florida has to have you guys excited. And, of course, to be playing lacrosse, already have a win under your belt, good signs heading into the 2010 spring season.
Yeah, the guys are definitely looking forward to going to Florida. However, that's still a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do before that. Our preseason, I thought the guys worked extremely hard. They came back very focused, knowing we had a shorter preseason, and that's by design because we did open up on February 20th. So the guys came back ready. It was very, very productive. Got a lot of work done. And then being inside for just about all four of those weeks and seeing the field just a few times, hats off to the guys for the way they played last Saturday down at Sewanee. Played like a nice veteran team.
Winner 16-1 in the campaign opener to move to 1-0. Then you get to reward yourselves with a trip out to Virginia to take on one of the nationally ranked opponents that you'll face this year, Washington and Lee. It's part of a tough non-conference schedule that includes a couple of tough games down in Florida. I guess that's where we'll begin, because this team was tested last year, and at some times they seemed to pass with flying colors, and other times seemed to struggle a little bit. Hopefully a tough schedule will help beef them up for the conference.
I hope so, and we've talked about this, and Washington and Lee is a very, very good team, and as we prepare for them and showing the guys some film, they are very similar to the teams we play in our league, very like a lot of the teams. So even though we haven't played Washington and Lee yet, all right, it will be. We're treating it like a league game as we prepare for the last couple days.
And then heading down to Clearwater, Florida, obviously nice to get down to the Sunshine State for a couple of matches. You get a couple of teams that you haven't really seen all that much of, Potsdam State and Moravian. Talk a little bit about those schools, your connections with them, and perhaps what you expect to see down in Florida that week.
Well, we definitely hope to see some warm weather. That would be great that whole week, and some sun. But Potsdam and Moravian, Potsdam State, that's a SUNYAC school in New York State, upstate New York, North Country, a couple hours north of Syracuse, where my hometown is. Coach Berkman, the head coach there, and myself, we've known each other for years. And fortunately enough, we're both down in Clearwater the same week. So it just made sense for us to schedule a game and a nice night game, too, under the lights and everything. So that's our connection there. And it's a good test, too, to play against student-athletes from another area of the country, upstate New York. They have a number of Canadians as well. And then Moravian out of Pennsylvania. I don't know a lot about their program. This will be a first time we play them as well. But again, fortunately, they have the same schedule that we do in terms of calendar year for spring trip dates. So it's good to play two games down there in Florida. The guys know. They treat it very well every year. It's a business trip, and not being able to get outside, we know we have double sessions down there. So our practices are extremely important, and our goal every year is to come back better than when we left. So hopefully we can continue that trend like we have the last few years.
Before we talk about some of the players as well as last year's campaign, coach, the rest of the non-conference schedule shapes up fairly similarly to what it did last year. One exception, the addition of Otterbein to the schedule once you guys return from Clearwater. Talk a little bit about seeing Adrian, St. Vincent, and then, of course, the Otterbein Cardinals for the first time.
Those teams, the two teams, Adrian, St. Vincent, we played last year. Otterbein will be the first time, but we played well enough and defeated both Adrian and St. Vincent last year. So we lost to them both the year before. So we will be the hunted team this year, and the guys do understand that as well. And we have to be ready for 60 minutes because they'll be coming back for revenge. At our place, and both of them were away games last year. So those were good, a great test for us on the road last year, and in terms of completing a 60-minute game in both. And one was a very close one, a 14-13 with St. Vincent, and the other one was probably our best shooting day of the year last year against Adrian. So hopefully that will lead into more confidence as we move forward into this year.
Last year was a team that went 7-6, 1-4 North Coast Athletic Conference play. There were some close calls going both ways, Coach. What was your assessment because of the fact that you had a number of young players? In fact, your sophomore class was the vast majority of the roster a year ago. Now they're mostly juniors here. It's obviously another year of good experience. A lot of those players got significant playing time. What was your assessment of the 2009 campaign?
2009 was a great stepping stone, getting above 500 finally for the first time in my year here and my years here, and I believe since 1999. So it was a great stepping stone for us. We obviously wanted to do a lot better than that. We were at 7-3 in one point in a year. We lost our last three games, but looking back at that. Our last three losses, I think we all learned a lot about that after speaking with the players individually and just reflecting on a few things as well. And they were a very resilient group last year. If we did lose a game last year, we came back and won the next one. If we had a bad practice last year, we'd come back and perform a lot better the next day. And I'm seeing that already again. All right, with this team, and it's very good to see that the junior class is the bulk of the team. In terms of numbers, it's an extremely talented class, a lot of good chemistry there. And the juniors and seniors have been on the field since their freshman year on a full-time basis. So they're our most experienced guys, and they've learned a lot through their successes and failures over the last couple of years too. And another year older, another year mature, and those are good things. And that showed a lot last weekend in our first game as they just had great leadership and took control of everything.
Four seniors on the roster, including a player that I know has continued to gain accolades as well as your respect, the coaching staff's respect, and the respect of all of his teammates. Jeff Capella, third-year captain for this team, is one of four seniors, and then one of 15 upperclassmen when you include that bulky 11-player junior class. Talk about Jeff and then some of the other players that you expect to really see take the leadership both on and off the field this year.
Well, the whole senior class, there's four of them, and they've had to put up with me for 4 years now. So they can really finish my sentences out there, which is great. And Jeff Capella being a three-year captain, he understands a lot and leads both on and off the field. Teddy Winders being nominated captain this year is great as well. His leadership is tremendous. Those guys have just been out there, so they have the most experience out of the senior class and the junior class right now, and I know the guys go to them a lot, the whole senior group, in terms of some guidance and leadership out there, and they've been great there. They take them to the side, show them a couple things. This is what we're looking for as coaches and things like that on and off the field. So they've been great leaders. I wish they weren't seniors this year, and so they'll be sorely missed after this year.
Matt Lord led the team in scoring last year with 29. Talk about who you really expect to carry the load offensively, because Mitch Cohagen, Brady Christensen, a number of different guys can really put the ball in the net. Who are you looking forward to score for you this year?
Well, we're looking to be as well balanced as we can so other teams don't have the opportunity to just key on one guy. Matt Lord is our quarterback out there on the attack. So having those three guys back again as juniors now, and Chris Gibson as well, getting some valuable experience. There's some real good chemistry down there with the four of those guys at attack. And then with Mitch Cohagen being now, he'll be a three-year starter. Those guys have just been on the field and they understand, learn how to play the game. And it's fun watching their progress out there on the offensive side of the field.
And then in terms of defense and midfield, who are you expecting to really step up and fill in for a couple of seniors who departed from last year's squad?
Danny Gaines. Danny Gaines will be our main defensive player back there. And Ryan Spain. Both of those guys have – and Mark D'Oliveira, our goalie. Both of those guys – and Mark have been on the field since their freshman year as well, so they have valuable experience down there. And Danny Johnson, a defensive middie, and Kevin Fotenauer, those guys, all juniors, have played since they stepped foot here. And so what's nice to see, too, is the chemistry they have at the defensive end of the field also. And they are very comfortable playing with each other. They know each other's strengths. And they have very good communication. And that's something that doesn't happen overnight. You know, that's a work in progress from the beginning, from when they first got here. And, again, it's good to see the progress at that end of the field also. So they're making better decisions out there.
Here with head coach George Harris of the men's lacrosse program, previewing the 2010 spring season for his Tigers. You talked about Mark D'Oliveira in goal. He had a split time in goal last year with a freshman, now a sophomore, Spencer Baker. Is it Mark's job now that he had such a strong season last year, or is there still going to be a battle for goalkeeping time?
I think there's still going to be a battle. Spencer Baker came back ready to go, and he's continuing to improve. And he stepped in last year and won a couple games for us. You know, the Mount St. Joseph's game last year, we didn't have our best performance, and Spencer really kept us in that game. And to get us back into it, and so if we could win that game in overtime, and then Dio got back in the net and played very, very well for the rest of the season. It's a healthy competition with those two. They're friends, and they're pushing each other to make each other better. I'm confident with either one of them in the goal.
The North Coast Athletic Conference, six teams in men's lacrosse. It is Denison and Ohio Wesleyan that have been atop the league for several years now. But your team was picked third in the North Coast Athletic Conference preseason poll. If they finish in third, it would be the first time since 1999 that they had achieved that mark. Coach, obviously you can't take a day off in the North Coast Athletic Conference, especially with those two powerhouses. But Kenyon and Worcester are right there as well, and certainly you want to be in the mix at the end of the year.
We'd love to be in the mix, you know, and we got to take everything one day at a time. And, you know, it's flattering to be preseason number three. All right, it's great. Our goals are higher as a team, but we know what we have to do to achieve our goals. And there is a fine line, because anybody can really beat anybody on any given day. And you could be ranked third in the beginning and end up sixth. And obviously we don't want that. So we'll keep working. That's really a piece of paper right there in a preseason. We're going to be happy. We want to be happy where we are at the end of the season.
The NCAA, since the league does not have seven teams that they require in order to have the automatic bid, gets the other pool bids that allow for this league to have two, sometimes three bids into the NCAA tournament. It would be wonderful, obviously, for your 15 upperclassmen to have that opportunity to play an NCAA competition. What do you envision it taking, aside from obviously winning a lot of games, in order to make it to the NCAA tournament?
Well, our strength of schedule is stronger this year. So, you know, with the addition of Washington and Lee, and they're an in-region game. And if we can do extremely well in the league, if we do have success this weekend, that helps our criteria, our ranking as well. So having being in Pool B, where if for some reason we don't come in first in a league and maybe we come in second or third, and we do have a very strong in-region schedule and victories, then our chances are greater to continue into the postseason.
In terms of your coaching staff, you have Mark Morrell again back, one of your former players, an opportunity to work with him again this year. What has he been able to help provide, and what do you expect from Mark throughout this season?
Coach Morrell's been great, you know, and having him be a player of mine, he totally understands our philosophy. He bought into it when I got here. And really thrived under it, and he's just gone with it. And he is a great assistant coach. He's a student of the game. He loves coaching. He goes above and beyond, and he's already 2-3 days ahead of me, which is great, which is a great sign as an assistant coach. So I go to ask him something, and it was already done yesterday. So which is great. And we have him and I have very good chemistry. We do. We put a lot on the board, go through it, see if it we think it's going to work, try it out. If not, we'll try something different. But he's been a great asset to our program, first as a student athlete and now as a as an assistant coach.
And now the addition to Nicole Johnson to the women's lacrosse program, you have a first-year coach, and it puts you in a spot where now you have the opportunity to maybe be a bit of a mentor for her, but she also brings in a new mentality as well. What's your relationship been like with Nicole, and what have you been able to teach her, what she's been able to teach you in her first year here as a Wittenberg Tiger?
Coach Johnson's great. Her and I have a very good relationship. You know, I don't know what I've been able to teach her. You'd have to ask her that question. But she does ask a lot of good questions, which is great. I definitely don't have all the answers, but we do have a great relationship, and we have to because we definitely have to coexist here, and sharing time on the field and in the gymnasiums and just talking things through, and. You know, just being here a couple years longer than her, I can answer some of the questions that go on here on a day-to-day basis. So it's been a very good relationship so far.
And to have another injection of enthusiasm into lacrosse in general, in terms of the recruiting circles, in terms of just getting Wittenberg on the map, both the men's and the women's programs have been elevated over the course of the last few years. It has to be exciting now. The entire atmosphere around the Wittenberg community, because of the fact that there has been such a vast improvement over the program over the course of the past few years.
That's true. We're gaining and earning the respect of other teams and programs out there, and with everybody on campus as well. And the guys have been working hard, and they're not settling either. They want to do better. In the classroom, on the field. A lot more success than the year before and the year before that. So we have set a lot of goals this year that are very realistic, very attainable. But we do know that we have to show up and be ready to play in practice first before we even hit the game field. And so we have been a lot more productive in practice from fall ball all the way up to this preseason.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to some good things from your lacrosse program this upcoming spring. Best of luck.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, that is head coach George Harris talking about the 2010 spring season for his lacrosse team. They'll be back in action this upcoming Saturday when they travel out to Virginia to take on Washington and Lee. And the conference opener comes up against Kenyon in Gambier on April 3rd. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network.